San Francisco supervisors vote unanimously to designate NRA domestic terrorist organization. By Joel B. Polak on September 4, 2019. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted unanimously on Tuesday to declare the National Rifle Association, NRA, a domestic terrorist organization. The resolution claims that the NRA incites and arms those who would use guns in acts of mass terrorism driven by hatred. It reads, in part, whereas, reported hate crimes have increased by double digits since 2015, and whereas, there are over 393 million guns in the United States, which exceeds the country's current total population, and whereas, our elected representatives, including the president, have taken an oath swearing to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Whereas, the United States Constitution specifically delineates that the country was founded to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, and promote the general welfare. Whereas, the National Rifle Association musters its considerable wealth and organizational strength to promote gun ownership and incite gun owners to acts of violence, and whereas, the National Rifle Association through its advocacy has armed those individuals who would and have committed acts of terrorism, and whereas, all countries have violent and hateful people, but only in America do we give them ready access to assault weapons and large-capacity magazines thanks, in large part, to the National Rifle Association's influence, now, therefore, be it resolved, that the city and county of San Francisco intends to declare the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization, and, be it further resolved, that the city and county of San Francisco should take every reasonable step to assess the financial and contractual relationships our vendors and contractors have with this domestic terrorist organization, and, be it further resolved, that the city and county of San Francisco should take every reasonable step to limit those entities who do business with the city and county of San Francisco from doing business with this domestic terrorist organization, and be it further resolved, that the city and county of San Francisco should encourage all other jurisdictions, including other cities, states, and the federal government, to adopt similar positions. Though the resolution mentions the U.S. Constitution, it fails to mention the Second Amendment. Bay Area public radio station KQED points out that the resolution is toothless and has no practical effect. Update: the NRA issued another statement. This is a reckless assault on a law-abiding organization, its members, and the freedoms they all stand for. We remain undeterred, guided by our values and belief in those who want to find real solutions to violence. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.